I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Southern Sudan is scheduled to become an independent nation in July. The region voted to separate from the north back in January. But South Sudan's march toward independence is being overshadowed by violence. The fighting is in the disputed region surrounding the small town of Abyei. It's an oil-rich region. It straddles the north-south divide, and there's concern that the conflict could widen just as South Sudan prepares for its official independence. The BBC's James Copnell is following this story from the northern Sudanese capital, Khartoum.
The United Nations say that there's a lot of looting and burning taking place in the town. Now, Abyei is a pretty sleepy place, just a few brick buildings, a lot of thatched huts. Now, since Saturday, the town and the region around it are under the control of the Northern Armed Forces. They came into Abyei with tanks following artillery and aerial bombardment after northern soldiers were ambushed, they say, by southern troops, and in response they took control of the entire area. All these incidents have caused thousands, more than 20,000 civilians to flee to the south, several of them suffering from injuries and are being treated in the nearby town of Agok.
This is certainly not the first time that the people of Abyei have been caught in combat between the north and south. This is, as you said, a small town that sits, though, on a sea of oil, which is part, of course, of what makes this area so incendiary. But are the people of Abyei themselves taking up arms in this latest battle, or are they simply the victims of what's happening again between north and south?
Well, Abyei is very sharply divided between a southern ethnic group, the Dinka Nok, who want the region to be part of the south, and the Misaria, who are northern nomads. Now, both those groups are armed, there's no doubt about it. And Abyei should have had a referendum in January on whether to join the north or to join the south, and that didn't happen because there was no agreement on whether the Misaria could vote. Since then, there have been a string of clashes between the Dinka Nok and the Misaria. What makes these latest incidents so serious, so worrying for the peace process, is the fact that it didn't involve the two groups from the region. It involved the Southern Armed Forces and the Northern Armed Forces. That means the impact of these clashes are not local, they're national. And when you consider that North and South Sudan have fought two very bitter civil wars, the last one lasted more than two decades and cost an estimated 2 million lives, there's no reason to be surprised when a lot of people are concerned that these clashes in Abyei are getting a lot of people worried about a possible new North-South war.
Yeah, and this is exactly what many people we're trying to avoid because the place has been caught in the crossfire before this. Is there any indication that forces there, particularly forces from the north, will be withdrawing its troops, which is what this UN delegation has asked?
Well, the UN Security Council, which is in Sudan at the moment, did say that they'd had a commitment from a high to mid-ranking northern official that their troops would withdraw at some point in the future. The northern authorities haven't confirmed that, and I think there should be a degree of scepticism as to whether that will actually happen. It was very interesting to see the United States' condemnation of these recent attacks, and they mentioned that this could affect America's relationship with Sudan. Now, at the moment, Sudan is very keen to get off a list of states that America considers sponsor terrorism. And America, in essence, is saying, if you don't deal with Abyei and if you don't let the South become independent, we're going to keep you on this list. That's quite a carrot and stick approach. Having said that, northern Sudanese politicians have lost faith in the Americans because they think these same promises have been made on a number of occasions. In 2005, when they signed a peace deal with the South, when they allowed a peaceful referendum in January of this year, and then again now. And they think the US keeps promising rewards for good Sudanese behavior and then doesn't deliver it when the Sudanese do as they're asked.
That again, the BBC's James Copnell.